It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
We're back now here at Rupp Arena. Welcome back. Ready for a second semifinal round game here in this 2024 state championship tournament. And we've got Kyle Jones, the head coach of a team that, well, Harlan County, you're in the semifinals of the state tournament, Coach.
It's amazing. It's great to hear that. You know, it's just so big for our kids and our community. And we're from a small town, like everybody knows, in eastern Kentucky, with a lot of pride. And these kids have got a lot of pride.
What about you getting the job there at Harlan County? How involved was your dad in the job, you think, and had you already paved your way to where, hey, how could we hire anybody else?
No, it kind of just worked out for me. The chips fell in place. I was doing our middle school program for a long time and coached a lot of these kids growing up through the ranks, and it just worked out. It was just a special situation. Been around my dad all my life. I feel like I've been an assistant coach since I was born, so just being around him, you know, just blessed to have the opportunity. And a lot of people doubted me and this staff and this team, and here we are.
How old was Trent Noah when you realized this is something special? I believe
probably the sixth grade. He you could just tell he was going to be a good player. He had good size then, and was just really smart, can handle the ball and shoot at that age, and just knew big things was going to come for him.
Well, we can talk about everybody, but I want to talk about Reggie Cottrell. What is his physical status with that hand, and explain what was going on during the game?
Well, he's had a wrist injury in the semifinals of the regional tournament. We didn't think he'd get to play in the finals, but he refused not to play, and then he come over, and he may do it again tonight. I don't know. He said, cut the tape off. I think I can be better, so we went with it.
Did you ever have a discussion about his hair? Coach, you're a little bit, challenged up with the hair. And
I told him I wished I had hair like him.
Has it ever created any problems for you?
No, not at all. When I was growing up playing, everybody had the short haircuts and everything, clean cut. But that's what he likes, and I try to let the players be themselves.
Evangio Christian has, as good a guard combo as you'll just about find. They are tough. What are you going to do with them?
We're going to mix up some things, man and zone both, and just kind of see where we're at. It's kind of on the fly in the state tournament, scouting as far as that. We watched a little film and then a little walkthrough at the hotel. And, keeping those guys in front, and then their size is pretty overwhelming. Just stand out here and look, it's going to be a big challenge.
It's real easy to say keep that guy in front of you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we was telling those guys last night. We had trouble keeping those guys in front of us. But we're just blessed to be here and so thankful. It's just such an honor to be here on this floor. Every time I walk out here, I just look around. It's just amazing.
What about Trent Noah? Does he amaze you when you watch him play? When some of those shots go in, are you amazed?
Well, yeah. I mean, you about can't not be amazed, but I seen him score 66 in a game a couple years ago as a sophomore. And then I seen him score 54 in a game this year, so I know he's capable of doing that.
What where do you want this score to be? 50s, 60s? What's the best?
Probably 60s. Yeah, I think that would be good for us. And, you know, we're going to run. We ain't going to change. You know they like to get out and run, and then if we can't do that, we'll make some adjustments.
What about fatigue in this game?
We're a little concerned about that. You know, we got about a six-man rotation right now, and we got a lot of young kids on our team, and other than those six guys. So, you know, we're going to just do the best we can. You know, we just told them, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Just play hard, you know, and let the chips fall. If you win, you win. You lose, you know, we're still proud of you.
Kyle Jones, it's been a real pleasure to get to know you a little bit, talk with you this week, and I'll be back here tonight. Right now, Larry Miller is out there waiting, and he thinks if he doesn't come out there and talk to me, you know, he'll be unlucky. Can I go?
Go ahead. Thank you, sir. Honored to talk to you. Honored to talk to you guys.
Hey, you could have said, why don't you just not talk to him this time and the luck will be my way.
I'll try to be a nice guy.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to walk right out here and get Coach Larry Miller, who is standing by watching his team warm up. And there is nobody like there. There's no other coach in Kentucky like Larry Miller, is there? I mean, you're I don't know what you are. You're an anomaly. I don't know. I wish I knew a better adjective. You're an unusual guy, aren't you? I mean, what do you do when you're not coaching and teaching?
Watch basketball games that I tape when I can't see them, when everybody else is watching them. Watch a lot of college basketball and enjoy that.
I thought maybe you could tell me you watch Westerns or, you know. What do you read, Coach?
Read a little bit of everything. Read a lot of different things. Read a lot of sports biographies and those kind of things. A lot of coaching biographies and those kind of things. And read some history and different things.
What are you teaching in your history class right now?
Right now we're teaching World War II.
It's about to happen out here, isn't it?
Well, we're getting ready to. We sure got a battle. They're off a good team, but everybody that's left is a good team when you get to state tournament. So they're certainly a challenge. Got a tremendous player. We haven't played against an individual like that to this point this year. So it's a big challenge.
I think, Travis Perry is a tremendous player. Trent Noah's right there. I mean, those two guys, they should have had a cold Mr. Basketball after watching Noah play.
Well, they're both exceptional players, really, and play the game the right way, play hard, do a great job.
And then you've got the best two. You got the best guard combo in Kentucky, maybe.
I think so. You know, I like guards, crossing guards, road guards, guard dogs. I like guards, and guards can take you a long way in this tournament. So they're extremely, extremely good players and have taken us a long way. And been blessed to have Kyron for 3 years and Christian for two. So it's been a great experience.
I've been impressed to watch. I saw you play, of course, back in the All-A and last year. And the progression of Ben McCarty, I mean, it hadn't been rapid, but he's a better player, isn't he? He's improving. He is more of a game changer than he's been.
Had a really good game yesterday, and the player he's playing against from training is a really good player and had gotten a lot of publicity, and Ben really did well in that matchup yesterday. So that was a big key in our game. That was the best game he's played, I think, in his career. So on a really big stage, so hopefully it'll carry forward and he'll continue to do that and continue to get better.
When you have the guards you have, talk about the freedom that gives you as a coach in planning offensive strategy.
Well, I do most of the defense. Coach Gatewood and Coach Jones do a lot of the offense. And I mean, I've got offensive stuff I've ran for years, but we try to tailor things to what they can do best. And we've been fortunate in that we played at a pretty fast pace, not as fast as I like, but we have averaged like 10 or 11 turnovers. And early in the most of the year, we were in the 20s for assists. Our assists total slowed down here because we haven't scored as much. So hopefully we can get out and run. And I think they'll run. I think they'll run with us. But, yeah, I thought Butler County would be up and down game, and it really wasn't as much as I expected.
Last question real quick. Can a team, a school with 37 kids, win a state championship in Kentucky?
Well, if you got the right ones, hopefully so.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Larry Miller, you bet they can because it only takes five. And we'll be back. We'll return to Rupp Arena, and Gary Crawford will join us courtside after we step out. Let's pause 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
This is Josh Kaufman of Kaufman Funeral Home. There's a basic misconception in my industry that quality and affordability can't coexist. Many people think that spending a lot of money is a necessity in giving your loved one a proper burial. Let me show you how Kaufman Funeral Home can help you be proud of the final arrangements you make, at the same time doing it affordably. Stop by and see us at 315 South Queen Street or call 498-2273. Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, where quality and affordability go hand in hand.
We're about 11 minutes away from the start of our game, and Gary Crawford joins us. Gary, good afternoon, and I know you enjoy watching that first game.
Oh, yeah. The first game was really a great game because there were two teams, both very athletic, very active, great crossing, just great athletic personnel. Lyon County, what can you say about them? Those kids, as I understand, have been playing together since infancy. And it shows.
and it shows. This game is fascinating to me in that you have an evangelical Christian team that has two guards and not that he was going to take my advice. I just suggested to a college coach last year that, hey, you need to get a hold of these two guys right now as a duo while they're juniors before they get really up on the radar that play for Evangel, because these guys are really good. And they're complimentary. That's the thing. They complement each other.
They are. Both Dorr and Tilly, they just, they've got all the tools. They handle the ball well, play good defense, and can really get out and run if they have the opportunity.
As far as, I did want to mention that I haven't talked about it all week, and I'm always amazed. You know, the Cantrell ratings coming into today, the last Cantrell ratings, Great Crossing was number one, Evangel Christian was number two, Lyon County was number four, Harlan County was number six. I mean,
well it's such that old saying, cream comes to the top.
Well, the numbers, and you think, how do you have a mathematical system in a game, that is at least 10% chance, and you come up with, four of your top six teams out of a really ballot 16-team field that end up as your Final Four teams. And as of right now, Evangel Christian is the top-rated team in the Cantrell ratings that is left in this tournament. But I can tell you, the turnaround time in this game is going to be won, I think, Gary, in all probability in the fourth quarter. Who has the most left in this game? Because, I mean, these teams have I know the talk about conditioning. You look at a guy like Tilly who's shooting in front of us right now. He looks like he could run all day. But, you know, hey, we saw Travis Perry miss a pair of free throws there down the end of the game. Didn't make any difference in the game, but, well, it could have, you know.
Big surprise when he missed them. You know, everybody in the whole arena here just kind of oohed and awed about, wait a minute, that guy can miss.
Yeah.
From the line. He had not missed many.
I was really surprised. I spoke for a minute with Trent Noah out in the lobby coming in, and you know, he's a mild mannered guy. Appears to be. I wonder what his IQ is. I mean, he's a smart guy. You can tell. You don't play the game the way he does it unless you're pretty smart.
Yeah.
But I really had the sense when I asked him what the answer might be. I just said, "Hey, I got one question for you. I bet you've been asked a bunch of times. Were you ever recruited by Kentucky?" This sounds like a slam against Kentucky. I just think it's kind of interesting to know. He said, "Never had any contact with UK." And yet, hey, he's going to go down to South Carolina, and I hope it doesn't come back to burn the Cats in a few games. Because,
well, you know, we've seen that happen. We've seen, you know, guys from Kentucky, Lofton comes to mind from Mason County, they go elsewhere, and when we play against them, they have a big day.
When you look at who Harlan County has gone against, and we've talked about it through the week, the schedule that they have played. Again, they played a very challenging group of teams early when they beat Ashland Paul Blazer, and they beat a good Martin County team in Perry Central that was here in the state tournament. Beat DeSales, a really good club in Louisville, in overtime. Lost a very competitive game to Bowling Green, and then they played against De La Salle out of Chicago and won a close battle. They beat Mayo and Oak Ridge out of Tennessee and lost a game to a team out of Marietta, Georgia. Have beaten a team from Wytheville, Virginia and South Shore out of Brooklyn, New York. So they played a very competitive schedule. And then they came back and they primarily played what you do. They played teams that
region
there in the 13th region. And then down the stretch, they also jumped out and they played, went to Pikeville and played and lost by 2 points. Played Frederick Douglass and lost by 10. But I guarantee you that I should have asked what those games did for you. You play those games, and hey, even if you lose, you learn and they help you. And since that loss to Frederick Douglass, they have rolled the table since then, including beating Boyd County, including scoring 109 points and beating Knox Central and within their region. Hey, when you beat South Laurel, Clay County, Corbin, back-to-back-to-back in regional play, those are battles, and they've come in here and won a couple of games here in the tournament as they have beaten the defending state champion, Warren Central, by 8. And then last night in overtime, and what a phenomenal comeback by Harlan County. They end up winning by 14, but
that's no indication.
No indication
whatsoever
of the game. By,
yeah, absolutely.
But they scored 85 points. Again, do they have a player? You describe for our listeners. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to describe Trent Noah.
Well, Trent Noah is about a 6'6". Well, in college, he'll be a guard or a small forward, but he is can handle the ball, shoot the ball. He can defend. He can rebound. There's not much of this game that we play here that Trent Noah has just outstanding expertise, and he's on top of that, he is smart.
Yeah.
Plays that way. Intelligent. Does not make the hard plays. He seems that the game comes to him, and he does it with an easy presence.
Yeah, sure.
And a confidence about it. He just took over the game last night and absolutely just carried his team.
We'll be back. We're going to get the anthem. We're going to get the lineups 1 minute from now here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Anthem. Western Hills Choir with our national anthem, and the home team, Harlan County, white uniforms, maroon numerals, black trim. The Evangel Christian Eagles are in blue uniforms with white numerals and trim. And the crowd in here today, I think it's not quite as big as last night. Of course, the crowd diminished with Lyon County leaving and Evangel Christian coming in, because Evangel Christian, they got a crowd, but down in the end zone, but it's just not that much. Let's get our starting lineups right now.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Central Bank Center in Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, and the 2024 UK Healthcare Kentucky High School Athletic Association Boys Sweet 16, celebrating the 106th anniversary of Kentucky's state championship basketball tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Today's second game features the Eagles of Evangel Christian, champions of the 6th region, your visiting team, and the Black Bears of Harlan County, champions of the 13th region, your home team. Now, fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. Here are your starting lineups in alternating fashion, beginning with the visiting team. For Evangel Christian, at guard, number 2, Christian Durr. For Harlan County, at guard, number 1, Reggie Cottrell. For Evangel Christian at center, number 4, Ben Mukadi. For Harlan County at guard, number 2, Trent Noah. For Evangel Christian at guard, number 5, Tyron Tilley. For Harlan County at guard, number 3, Maddox Huff. For Evangel Christian at forward, number 11, Isaiah Chitapa. For Harlan County at forward, number 12, Caleb Johnson. For Evangel Christian at forward, number 23, Davier White. And for Harlan County at forward, number 42, J.C. Carter. Now introducing the head coaches for the Eagles, Larry Miller, and for the Black Bears, Kyle Jones. Your game officials are Drew Ransdell, Terry Carter, Raymond Lightfoot, and the alternate is Brian Johnson.
All right, we're ready to go here. It'll be Harlan County moving left to right on your dial in this opening half of play. And Evangel will come out, and it'll be moving into the jump circle. Ben Mukadi at 6'8". He'll jump it up against Trent Noah at 6'6". Everybody kind of just walking around the circle right now.
Waiting for that.
What are we doing? Matching up here? And
second horn. Waiting for the second horn to blow. The officials are not even out there. Now the horn blows and we can get started.
There we go. Who's going to play Lyon County tonight in the championship game of this 106th annual Kentucky State High School Basketball Tournament presented by Kentucky Healthcare? Mukadi, Noah, the tip. Both players hit it. It goes in backcourt. Christian Doerr takes it, and it's Evangel will have a chance to draw first blood. Tyron Tilley out dribbling. He's working against Reggie Cottrell. Gives it up, gets it back on the right side. Cottrell is there, though, keeps him from getting a three away. Now, here goes Tilley going in, a 15-foot jumper, partially blocked by Cottrell. Rebound. Out of there comes Maddox Huff. Huff gets it down and now works behind the screen, and Huff fires a three. Good.
Huff did not hesitate. Got a screen by Noah and took advantage of it.
So a 3-0 lead for Harlan County here in the first 40 seconds of the game. Tilley will leave it off to Chitapa, and now Doerr takes it. Doerr dribbling down, penetrates, goes for the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound Mukadi. Gathers himself, puts it back up, and rolls off, and the rebound is finally taken off. Gathering it in is J.C. Carter. Carter at 6'3", 226, they list him. Here's Noah, has killed the dribble in some trouble. Able to get rid of it to Huff. Huff left side, three blocked by Doerr, rebounded by Tilley. Came in from the side to block that one. Chitapa from 18 feet in and out, rebound. Again taken by J.C. Carter, and working down will be the Harlan County Black Bears. Here is Noah. Kills a dribble. Gives it off to Cottrell on the way out on the left side near the hash mark. Top of the key, Noah. He leans in and gets fouled and makes a shot. Oh, my.
What a shot.
He threw that up because he knew he was going to draw the foul.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
And he's got a chance at a four-point play, and it just went in. Wow.
What a game. What a way to start a game.
Chance at a four-point play. Again, he had the fourth highest scoring game in the history of the state tournament yesterday with 48 points. And he's looking for his fourth point here in the first 90 seconds today. Deep knee bend, puts a free throw up and in. 7-0, the quick lead. Fool's goal, I call it. These early leads like that. The driver to the basket is fanned back outside. Chitapa, left corner. Tilley fires a three. It's no good. Long rebound. Back and Noah got
Noah
hit
got
in the face.
Hit in the face. He's hurt.
I don't know what happened. And he is down. He is looking toward the floor. And
I don't know if he's like
They're signaling. His dad is on the coaching staff, and maybe it's a contact. He's standing up now. Yeah. Boy, for a long time, he's looking straight down. He's trying to find. And I don't think it's a contact, though, as he came over.
Well, it looked like he took a lick on the cheek.
Yeah. Are we going to get a timeout? They're going to take him out of the game, I think. He has to come out of the game for a moment. And then Noah will be right back at the table immediately. He seems to be okay after a while. So into to replace him at least momentarily is Brody Napier, the 6 foot, 180-pound junior. And inbounding the ball is Napier. Floats it in backcourt to Maddox Huff. He'll bring the ball down against Tilly, who is a tremendous defender.
Absolutely.
Here's Noah. Gets away from him, though. Down to McCarty helps pick him up. And spinning, missing the shot inside is Noah, but the ball's knocked out of bounds. And it'll go back to Harlan County with, again, J.C. Carter in there battling. And now right back out of the game comes Napier. And returning to the lineup is Noah. Underneath the basket, Cottrell gets it into the corner. Carter's going to fire a three. Oh, no good. It spun around several times. Rebounded back up and in, and a foul.
Noah. Again, Dan, it's just an indication of his versatility. He was fighting two different defenders and just took the ball away from him on the rebound and went back.
We're going to get a timeout taken. 9-0, the lead for Harlan County early. And they'll have a chance to make it 10-0. And Evangel Christian's coach Larry Miller says, we'll use a timeout here, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Noah's at the free throw line looking for his 7th point early in this game. And the free throw is no good. And the rebound, McCarty, and it's 9-0. And now Evangel Christian coming down trying to see if they can get something on the board. Here's Dorr off on the left side. He is guarded by Caleb Johnson. Dorr trying to take it in. They double him. He gives to Chautauqua. Goes down in the lane. Feeds it over. And there's a three that's up and well off the mark. That was put up by Davier White. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. And it'll be played by Harlan County.
White put the shot up and tried to recover it going out of bounds, but was shielded from getting to the ball.
Yeah, he didn't really step into that shot at all.
No.
Pass comes in to Noah. Noah is against Chautauqua, who he can defend now. Racing down across the timeline. Noah gives it up. Carter passes up a three, but that
couple
guy
won't long up. Three.
Missed a three, and the rebound is taken by Davier White. Sends it down to Tilly on the right side. A little stop and go. Goes up from 12 feet. Rebound no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Evangel Christian. So early in this game, Evangel, they're 0-7
Carter,
from the field.
Carter's complaining, said that they grabbed his arm, but he touched it last.
Here's Dorr, a three, good, top of the key. He got wide open on the inbounds play. They call him Durr, but I've worked in the All-A Classic, and we always called him Dorr, and everybody else always called him. It's D-O-E-R-R, folks. So if you want to drop the O and call him Durr, I'm going to call him Dorr. Here is the ball in the hands of Huff, who dribbles left through the key, goes all the way against Tilly, puts it up, an awkward shot, no good. McCarty with a rebound. He'll take those. Maddox will take some of those shots. Tilly at three, no good. Deep rebound. Dorr gets it right back to the lane and gets fouled. And that personal is going to go against Maddox Huff. First foul of the game comes with 4:27 to play in this first quarter. And going to the free throw line will be Christian Dorr.
Dorr, a very, very athletic and quick guard, so
free throw is good.
He recovered the long rebound and really took it strong.
to the hole and drew that foul.
And now out of the game for the Harlan County Black Bears as Caleb Johnson, Brody Napier is in. Free throw is good. I'm going to call him Durr. Because I hate hearing the conference. I don't know how much the audience is hearing in the background, but they're calling him Durr on the PA, so
sure
I will go with that. Boy, here is Maddox fighting his way down against Tilly. Gets it in the offensive end. Trent Noah gives it up. And there is a three. It's in and out, put up by Reggie Cottrell and rebounded by Evangel. As we hit the midway point of this first quarter, 9-5 Harlan County. They led 9-0. McCotty sets a high screen till he doesn't use it. Gives it to Davier White, and ball is deflected out of bounds on the far side of the floor by Maddox Huff. It'll be played by Evangel.
Yeah, Tilly drove the ball hard to the basket, drew the defense, and saw he had a guy open over on the wing. Ball was knocked out of bounds.
Tilly to inbounds. Right on the elbow, and Chautauqua stands waiting for everybody to be ready and the official to say, let's play. And now, I don't know why we're not. What are we waiting on?
I don't know.
Here we go. Tilly gets it into Durr, out very high between the circles. He makes a little move and fires a three.
Stop
good.
The shot. Very, very good job that time on the dribble. Just stopped and popped.
They have, Vangela has eight, and Durr has eight. Here's Huff, down across the timeline. Spins and weaves, back cut. Noah goes under, gets his shot blocked by McCotty, but a foul called.
Great anticipation there by Huff on that bounce pass as Noah cut to the basket.
I really thought McCotty was up above him, too.
Yeah.
But Noah gets the call there, and he'll shoot a pair. He's got 6 points, and now seven. And now into the game for Evangel Christian is Johnny DeGima, 6'8 senior, slender player, comes in for McCotty here early, 3:33 to go in the first quarter.
McCotty a bit more of the cut physical type.
Free throw good again. Here is Evangel Christian. Durr down the left corner goes to Majima. Majima gives back the door, goes through the lane. Left corner, right corner, Chautauqua.
Cut off,
hands it taken away. Noah coming down.
Noah
takes it behind the back, hands it off. There is a long three that is up and no good, and on the rebound. They're going to call a foul here.
Looks like it's
on Cottrell, I believe.
Yeah, they call it on Cottrell.
Let me tell you, those two guys just
looked like it was
came down with a ball.
Yeah, held ball there.
Here coming in for Evangel is going to be Braden Trice. He'll come in for Chautauqua. So now the Evangel lineup, really, they have three guards.
Yeah.
Davier White, a forward, and DeGima, the center. Here's Tilly. Dribbles right side, goes up. Wide open 15-footer, no good. That comes out, rebound. Taken by J.C. Carter. Good block out on DeGima.
Yeah.
Hands it off, Noah. Noah driving, goes down the left side, all the way in. A little layup from the right side is no good. Rebound by DeGima. Made a great move, trying to get to the other side for the layup. It didn't go. Tilly, into the lane. Can't get a shot away. Out to Trice. Davier White, a three, is no good. The rebound, DeGima tips it, and we get a foul on DeGima.
Little late whistle, but he knocked down the defender in order to tap the ball back outside.
That's the foul goes against the Evangel Christian squad. First foul on DeGima, but we get a timeout with 2:34 to go here in the opening quarter of action. 11-8, Harlan County the lead over Evangel. We're back 90 seconds from now.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to assure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Marlin County with the ball as we come back to play with 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. The Black Bears leading the Eagles by 3 points, 11-8 are our score, and Maddox up, gives it to J.C. Carter. The big guy comes out away from the basket. Now they go inside. There's a foul on Durr.
They're trying to body up on Noah.
Trying to keep the ball away from Trent Noah that time, and he got called for being overly aggressive, and now we're going to get Chautauqua coming back in. And now we are into the free throw shooting era. The fifth foul on Evangel Christian with 2:19 to go in this opening quarter. That means Trent Noah will fire a pair of free throws. He can move into double figures with 2:19 to go in the first quarter.
First quarter, yeah. Interesting enough, last night during the overtime, then Harlan County had, I believe it was 9 free throws and made all of them.
Noah makes a pair there, and it's 13-8. And he's got 10 of the 8. Chautauqua guarded by Noah, man-to-man. Now Trice dribbling. The bench at Harlan County thought he had walked up in the lane, knocking down the jump shot. Is Kyran Tilly.
He's got that quick stop-and-pop move. And
first two. There is a three by Noah in and out. Did not go down.
That's a shot he was making
coming out
last
of there.
Night.
Here's Davier White coming out of there, and he is going to be fouled by Reggie Cottrell, who gets his second foul. And
now he's going to have to sit for a while.
Cottrell with 1:51 to play here in the...
As Coach Jones told you during the interview, he doesn't go 8 deep on the bench. He plays predominantly six guys, so half foul trouble is a real problem.
Here's Dirt dribbling left. They pick him up. He goes inside. And there
away
is
by Noah.
Noah knocked it away, taken away. Tough running down the floor with the ball. Looks for a back cut. Couldn't get it to Noah. And now Carter out there with the ball. Looks. Bounces it over to Trent Noah. Noah will dribble left. Will go up under pressure and miss the shot. Rebounded by Evangel. They throw a pass down. Chautauqua goes under, lays it up and in. Easy fast break two for Evangel. They're within a point. 13-12. Trailed 9-0 to start this game. Here is Maddox up, hooks it over to Carter. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Now he will hand it off. Trent Noah, left corner, coming out there with his Caleb Johnson. Gives to Huff. Huff moves in, fires a 15-footer, good. Got under it. Pressure, too.
Yeah, there, up with five. There are no easy shots against this Evangel defense.
15-12. Crossover dribble by Durr. And then we had a collision. Now, right side, Chautauqua misses a three. The rebound taken by Napier. Hands it right back to Noah. Carter coming out of there, kind of shaking his right wrist as if he got hurt a little bit, but I think he's okay. Here's Noah coming down against Chautauqua. Gives it to Maddox Huff. Pocket, 19 seconds to go. Huff working on the dribble. Now he goes in. Hands it back to Carter. Tell you what.
Evangel rides.
Here we down to 6 seconds. Huff gives it off inside to Johnson, who missed the layup block. Huff puts
foul,
it back
no
up.
Good.
I don't know how we didn't get a foul out of there. But
no foul.
No foul. Hey. 15-12, Harlan County with the lead at the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back here in just a minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicated to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Opening quarter, really, it's just kind of like a replay of what we've seen a lot of times in this tournament. Struggles shooting the ball, defenses. I mean, you better be really strong with the ball dribbling, and these teams have. They have guys that can really handle the basketball. If not, we would have tons of turnovers.
Tons of turnovers.
In the first quarter, Harlan County didn't turn it over. Two turnovers against the Eagles of Evangel, and no points off turnovers. You're looking for an advantage statistically in that first half. It's tough to find one, really.
Right now it looks pretty even, and you know the officiating here has been true the entire tournament. They've tried to let them play as much as possible. Once the players get accustomed to that, there is a lot of contact.
Here is Johnson to Carter. The Jim on him. Right side Huff launches a three that's no good. And the rebound taken by Davier White sends it down to Tilly on the right side. Tilly keeps the dribble, moves into the lane, and threw it away.
Threw it to the ref.
Threw it to nobody.
He was expecting...
He expected somebody to be on the
Trice.
Wing.
Yeah, Trice was deep in the corner, and he expected him to be out on the wing. So
here is Huff. Huff bringing it down against Tilly. Well, it's a hard day's work when you got to bring the ball down against him all day. And there is Noah, a little follow away on the baseline. Good. From about 17 feet.
That time, Noah able to pull up from about 15 and knock it down.
17 to 12, 5-point lead. Noah with 12 points now. He is equal to Vangel's total. Tilly being guarded by Napier, who stays right with him. Now over to Davier White being guarded by Huff. Durr, top of the key. Drives into the lane, floats his shot up and in. Wow.
Off-balance shot, just kind of threw it up to avoid the walk.
Very creative. He's got 10 points early. Here is Napier. Napier gives back to Huff. A little follow-away 15-footer good. Huff with seven.
Huff's a very active guard. He is always on the move.
19-14. Here's Tilly. Dribbles, hands it off to White. Dora went for the back cut,
yeah,
but didn't go to him. Now Tilly takes it. 6:13 left here in the first half. Tilly works away from the double team and now against Napier. Left corner, Davier White, a three, in and out. Rebound taken by J.C. Carter. Gives to Maddox up down the right side. Tilly waiting on him. He goes into the lane. Puts up a 15-footer good.
Yeah. Huck's got enough size that he can back the smaller guards down.
Get another timeout taken by Vangel Christian, the second they have used during this first half. 5:56, still the goal before intermission. 21-14, the lead for Heartland County, and we'll be back in a half minute.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center. It's a 7-point lead for a team that led 9-0 early, and now they're in the in-between. The lead cut down to 3, and now they're up by 9 again. Here's Tilly driving on the left baseline.
Floater
up over Trent Noah. Tilly with his second field goal, and it is 21-16. Napier brings it down, handling well against Tilly. Bounces it off to Noah. Guarded by Chautauqua. Noah sends it back out, and Carter, an open three. No good. Noah going for the rebound. That player's on his back, but it's Evangel coming down door. Feeds it inside and putting it up. No good. We're going to foul call. And Tilly is going to be going to the line. The foul against Harlan County is against J.C. Carter.
You know, Dan, you mentioned before we were on the air about these Evangel Christian guards, and they're everything that their pregame publicity indicates. They're both very quick, very good.
Tilly puts it up and in. He's got his fifth point. Well, you got it's really from an offensive standpoint. This is a Noah Huff against
Tilly.
Durr and Tilly.
Yep.
I mean, those are the four players that are going to get most of the points. Free throw is no good. Dejima battles for it, gets it back, puts it in.
Dejima quickly recovered the ball off the floor. Able to get it up quick and in.
Ends up being a three-point play. It's 21-19. Maddox Huff working against Durr, gets it across the timeline. Keeps the dribble. Spinning, weaving, going for the basket. And goes inside and gets it out. And there's a three by Carter, no good. And the rebound is taken by...
They're going to get Tilly, I think.
Johnson, and we get a foul on Tilly.
Tilly undercut him when he went up and didn't have anywhere to land. Tilly was under him.
First foul of the second quarter against Evangel. And inbounds, they get it into Noah, who gets fouled by Chautauqua, who just grabbed him.
Yeah, he just grabbed him to avoid the easy bucket.
But in doing so, Chautauqua picks up his second personal foul. And now... coming right back into the game after checking out is Davier White, as they've gotten Braden Trice back into the game as well. But before anybody comes into the game, Trent Noah is going to try for his 13th point. Puts it up and in.
In the meantime, we have a little bit of equipment issue down here as Huff is getting some blood on his uniform, taking care of.
Free throw good again. So the free throws push the lead back to 4. Noah has 14. Player knocked down near the top of the key. Ball taken away by Johnson. Now they scramble for it. Now it's loose, and it's out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Harlan County.
We had a real mad scramble for a 50-50 ball, and it was... still in question when...
we're blocked out really from seeing when the ball gets down that low,
yeah,
by the front table. But it comes into Trent Noah. Oh, what a crossover dribble. Goes
and
for the basket.
Pick.
And then trying to get rid of the ball, he is going to be fouled, and that's on Johnny Dejima. His second foul
will be Harlan County played in off the baseline.
Again, for right now for Harlan County. Cottrell's out of the game with two fouls. Here's the inbounds. There's a deep three by Noah that's in and out.
Noah thought
rebound is taken by Durr.
He thought it was good.
Durr, long pass down the right side to Tilly. His three is good.
Well, big miss on one end and a make on the other.
Instead of the lead growing, the lead goes down to 1. 23-22. And Tilly now with 8 points here this first half. Here's Johnson. Gives to Napier. Napier will look and give back out to Maddox Huff.
Chautauqua is in there with two fouls. He's really putting the pressure on Noah. Johnson for a three is no good. It didn't go down.
Long
rebound there. Long pass
outlet
to Tilly.
Pass to Tilly.
Tilly left baseline jumper good, and the lead belongs to Evangel at 24-23, and we got a timeout taken by Harlan County, their first time out of the game. We got 3:44 left before intermission, and we'll be back right after we step out for 1 minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Coming back to the action, Maddox Huff missed a three-point shot from downtown,
30 feet.
And then coming back the other way, a good defensive play made by Brody Napier, and it resulted in Durr getting his second foul. Yes. And the ball goes back to Harlan County. Here is Tilly, there had a collision, fighting through it, Trent Noah, and then we get a foul call.
Going to be Durr.
And Durr has picked up his third foul. That's huge in this game, folks.
Absolutely.
3:23 to go in the first half.
On the move, and Durr tried to give some help on the backside and just slapped Noah across the arm.
He's got 14 points, make it 15. The problem there is, they could have called probably three fouls earlier out on the floor that didn't get called. And, you know, watch what you hope for. You know, we hope to let them play, but here is the lead now at 25-24. Harlan County back into the lead. There's a shot put up by Tilly and a foul by Napier.
Napier came from behind from the blind side. We thought he got a lot of ball. It may have gotten a little bit at the arm, but it's going to be
Tilly at the line.
Tilly will be shooting three.
He's got 10 points. Tilly can put his team back into the lead, and he ties it first. He's got 11. Durr has 10. Durr is out of the game right now with his third foul. Free throw is good. And now back into the lead goes Evangel. 26-25 with 3:17 to play in the first half. Couple of dribbles. Tilly puts it up and in. So it's
27-25,
the lead.
Evangel.
And long pass down to Johnson on the left side. Comes back out and gives to Noah. Tilly on him. Noah backs away on the dribble a little bit. Picks it up and gives to Maddox. Maddox Huff driving to the free throw lane. Has to give it back out to Napier. They'll start again. Here is Noah. Tilly staying with him. He backs away. Sends it over on the right side. Johnson, and now Maddox up a three, no good.
He keeps shooting him. One, he's going to hit one.
Rebound by Dejima. Now he's only one for five in the game.
And they've all been the long variety.
Here's Tilly. Wants to drive in on Napier. Circles around. Goes back out and gets picked up, and we get a whistle and a foul. That's going to be on Carter. Carter picks up his second personal foul, and we get a timeout with 2:21 to play in the first half. It's the lead for Evangel Christian, 27-25, and we'll be back here 90 seconds from now.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutch's Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Kentucky's notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We are in the final 2.5 minutes of this first half with Evangel Christian owning a 2-point lead on Harlan County. As we come back to play, it'll be Evangel with the ball. Right now, again, we got some players on the bench with a couple of fouls each, and now the game is Ben Mukati for Evangel. Johnny Dejima getting extra playing time because of that. Here's Tilly behind the Dejima screen. Goes up from 17. Good.
Tilly is feeling it, Dan.
Tilly's had quite a second quarter.
Absolutely.
12 points for him. Long pass down. Carter turns and lays it up and missed it. Oh, my. Rebounded back up and in by Johnson.
Johnson did a great job that time. Long outlet pass, but he was sort of the safety net in the event the shot was missed.
29-27. Dejima goes in. Goes up from 8 feet. No good. Boy, a foul call from across the floor. That's going to go against J.C. Carter, and that's his third.
Well, one thing you look at, what you hope you get when you're a coach, is consistent officiating. It's hard when you get a call on one end and you don't get the call, the same call on the other end. That's Coach Jones is having a little conversation with the official nearest him right now.
So, Dejima, free throw, made the first, missed the second. 30-27, our score. The lead for Evangel. Trent Noah threw a bad pass.
Yeah.
And telegraphed it. Chautauqua picks it off. Goes under, missed the shot. Rebound battling for it in there.
Noah knocks it loose.
And Huck comes up with it. Here's the ball in the hands of Trent Noah. Long down to Cottrell. Left side. Moves in. Got it knocked away. Foul called. I think that'll be Davier White. No?
No.
It's going to be Tilly. Wow. Tilly gets his second personal foul. And Cottrell goes to the line, has not scored in the game.
Two shots. Well, he's been sitting since late in the first quarter when he picked up his second foul.
If you saw him walking down the hallway and you're a basketball coach, what do you think you're going to say?
I don't know. Maybe this kid can manage.
I think you're going to say, work hard on your studies, young man.
Yeah.
You don't think of him as a basketball player, but wow, he is.
He doesn't have a look or the physique of it, but he is remarkably strong.
And understands the game really well.
Absolutely.
30-29, 1-point lead. Minute to play here in the first half. Possession arrow rests with Evangel. Here is the ball bounced back out front. Tilly against Napier. Tilly starts in, comes back. Let's the clock go down to 43 seconds. Now he gets rid of it. Chitapa working with it. Now goes back to Tilly.
He's trying to kill the clock to get the last shot here.
Tilly drives in, goes up for the free throw line. No good. And the rebound, we get a jump ball.
Bell ball.
So with 25 seconds to go, it's going to be long two of Vangel Christian on the possession arrow. So here is Tilly looking to play it in. DeJima, three out of the left corner, no good. Rebound. Good block out there by Cottrell, and the ball goes out of bounds. They say, yeah, Cottrell touched it last.
Chitapo was behind Cottrell, and Cottrell thought he was the guy that knocked it loose. And they did not get the call. Vangel's ball again.
McCotty comes in for DeJima here with 20 seconds to go in the half. Here is Tilly. He goes up for a three, in and out. And the rebound taken by Noah. 10 seconds to go. Noah's going to drive. He's going to pull up. He's going to fire three. He's going to make it. And time will run out. Tilly from midcourt is short. And we come to halftime with the lead back in the hands of Harlan County, 32-30 here at the intermission. And 14, 16, 19 points. 19 in the first half for Trent Noah.
And Trent Noah, you know, he's done this the entire tournament. If he gets the ball in his hands with the clock running down, he will make a shot.
He will find a way to get a shot and somehow make it, too. Hey, we'll be back. Halftime coming up. We'll rejoin you here at Rupp Arena. After we step out 90 seconds, it's Harlan County 32, Vangel Christian 30 on the Gateway Sports Network.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
We're back here at halftime, and well, the guy who's done it this week, Trent Noah, hit a three right there at the end of the half and has his team back on top of Vangel, 32-30. I've told you after the last game, I'll tell you again, if you're a basketball fan, get in here tonight at Rupp Arena for the finals. Doesn't make any difference what happens the rest of the way. You've either got a school with 37 students in high school playing for a state tournament against Mr. Kentucky basketball, the all-time lead scorer, Travis Perry, or you've got a matchup between Trent Noah and Travis Perry that I think is phenomenal. And our guest right now is Brian Milam. And Brian, I don't know, just hold on to that, I guess.
Yeah, Cameron Mills just took his trash and put it into my cup, so thanks.
Hey,
I think you should trash him.
Oh, I will. Just wait.
Yeah.
I never throw the first punch, Dan. I throw the last one.
It's always easier to do that way. Ron Milan, the sports director at WKYT-TV Channel 27. Wow. College basketball, we're done in Kentucky. It's too early, isn't it?
But high school basketball is alive and well in Lexington.
And you look, as much as you hated Kentucky to lose, there's always a silver lining somewhere.
Sure.
It gets you right back here.
And Kentucky has given me a lot of silver linings for the last 4+ years because I got to be here for the last 4 Sweet 16 tournaments, especially on Saturday because Kentucky has had an early exit. 4-4.
Yeah. Boy, the talk goes on all season long. Kentucky loses a game, Calipari's got to go. Kentucky wins the game, there's no conversation.
Yeah.
Back and forth we go. And so now, hey, you're going to lose the last game unless you win the NCAA tournament. So now the talk is we got to have a coaching. It's the mindset of Kentucky faithful is kind of crazy, and it's hard not to get caught up in it, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I pull the Andy Griffith attitude. I watch everybody else. I watch Mayor Pike. I watch Floyd the Barber and everybody make a big deal, and I'll just wait, assess the situation, and then figure it out later. But the attitude of so many people, Cameron Mills could not play defense when he was in high school or college, and now he's filling my pockets with more of his trash.
Oh, well.
I don't know. But I don't get caught up in the blast of hype.
Because
it's easy to do.
And you and I, you're so much closer to it than I am. I mean, I just hear the peripherals, but even being fairly close to it, do you really understand the money involved here and what all that means, or do you even care about it? I mean, that's a big part of the whole deal, isn't it?
Sure. When you get above my paycheck, I don't know anything about it. When you get above like 60-something thousand, I don't know anything. But it's not like everybody – this is not the state of Texas that can pay a guy like Jimbo Fisher. We'll pay you $76 million not to coach. We don't have the money in the state of Florida, Texas, California, Alabama football. We don't have that here. And people just flippantly think, well, he's got to go. He's got to go. You're not the one footing the bill, because now if you don't want me to do radio or TV, do you want to pay me $1 million a year? I'm sure I could find a comfy couch and watch TV. But people who blast everyone, this is what they got to do, they aren't the ones writing the checks, the decision makers. Because if you remember, what was it, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, UCLA wanted Calipari. We got to keep him. Well, you were all in then, and now you're all out now. What if next year, what if the Brooklyn Dodgers wait till next year? What if next year there is that run? See, I told you we shouldn't have got rid of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you know,
and it's such a balancing act, isn't it?
I mean,
do you really want to tell a coach, hey, we want you here, but now we don't want you really to recruit the best players you can get overall. Get the kind of the second level guys that are going to stay here for 4 years. I mean, you can't tell a coach can't recruit that way.
That's why we have 1,000 chefs. Everybody's going to make the same meal, but they're going to use different ingredients on how to do it. And if that means you have to go get a Division II accounting major to shoot 33s a game and hit 10 of them, by gum, you go get an accounting major.
Hey, that's the reason it's a game and it's fun, and we need to, sadly, because of all the money involved, we get further away from
sure.
it just being a fun game. But
right.
I was really surprised. I've already said on the air, I talked to Trent Noah before the game and ask him, and he said, I asked him if he was recruited by Kentucky, and he said, no, I never had any contact.
No, none.
None. And that's a, how does that happen, Brian?
When I think you are so focused on the big cities, the five-star rankings, the players who have played in prep schools that have played at the national level, at the high school level, if you understand, the Oak Hill type of attitude, or the Oak Hill type of atmosphere, and I think you can lose what's right underneath your nose sometimes. Reed Shepherd was not necessarily recruited to UK the way Rob Dillingham was. I can tell you there's a young shooter, a Mr. Basketball 5,000-point scorer, who really wasn't recruited by the University of Kentucky, who basically recruited them. There's a young man on this court right now that has scored, what, 90 points, whatever, in the state tournament already, who didn't get a sniff. Now, I realize things change, but if you can play, you can play. And I don't care where you're from or what your star rating is from some computer guy who doesn't know a basketball from a beach ball.
And of all, you know, when you look at players, one of the things everybody thought when Reed Shepherd came to Kentucky, oh, great, we got a Kentucky guy who will be with us for 4 years.
Yeah.
And now, will he be? It's up in the air. If you got a guy like Trent Noah, the thought would be, when you project him into the NBA, he's not that perfect fit anywhere. He's just a great player, and he's got size and skill. And what can he do? I don't know what he can't do. I haven't seen it. I haven't figured it out here.
No one has shown his Achilles heel yet in this tournament, and they have not for the last 3 or 4 years of high school ball. And Harlan County has not stayed in east of I-75 and stayed in that corner pocket of the Commonwealth. They have got out and they played some people. And, if you can play, you can play. And when certain coaches that will remain nameless say, well, he's more athletic than we thought he was, he's a better shooter than we thought he was, he's a better player than we thought he was, he's smarter than we thought, while the rest of the state has been saying for 2 or 3 years, we've seen it every day. What are you looking at? That's where the problem lies. And that happened 2 weeks ago. A coach said he was this, this, and this a lot better than we thought, but I've watched him every day for a year and a half. Yeah. Have you? Because I have, and other people have. And how do we know more than you? And you're the guy or set of guys getting paid a lot of money to bring in the best.
The best way to describe Trent Noah, I think, is to say that in any year where you didn't have the all-time leading scorer in Kentucky high school boys basketball coming out, he's a dead lock for Mr. Basketball. He is, sure. There would be no question, probably.
And tonight, it could be Mr. Basketball against the guy who could have been Mr. Basketball in a rural versus rural matchup in a state final. I mean, Far East against the Far West. That would be a little Sweet 16 romanticism revisited if that was to happen.
Hey, and we talk all the time when smaller schools come here and they say, well, the last one out of town, turn out the lights. Hey, Eddyville and Harlan, you better make sure the doors were locked when you left.
Well,
there'll be nobody left guarding.
No, and I think it also brings a romanticism that we saw with Edmondson County in the mid-70s. You saw with Clay County and Marshall County when they would bring in everybody during the 80s. In the 90s, Paintsville would shut down all of Johnson County to come here. It's possible that we have one of those good old-fashioned religion basketball games in terms of atmosphere tonight, if Harlan County can pull this out.
And if they don't, one of the most unusual coaches that I've ever had a chance to be around, Larry Miller, is going to be coaching in finals with a school that has 37 students in the upper four. I mean, that's a story across the nation, I mean, in the basketball world to me.
Well, it's almost like the movie Hoosiers when they would say, you know, you got Muncie Central and hardly big enough for three syllables, Hickory Huskers, enrollment 64. You know, this is still the most fun. There's no basketball in the state collegially except what we see right now. And that, I think that says something about when you can still bring in this many people. It's not what it used to be 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when you'd have 20,000 strong. But it's still the purest form of basketball that we know, I think.
Absolutely. Hey, what's going to happen in the second half, you think?
Trent Noah left, Trent Noah right, Trent Noah right up the middle, and Harlan County wins on a touchdown at the buzzer, maybe.
Hey, always a pleasure to watch what you do, and I know you'll just move on. Kentucky baseball is really good, softball's really good. There's probably another UK sport in the spring that's really good that I don't know anything about, but I will.
But
you'll tell us about it.
Baseball's undefeated in SEC play right now. Softball does what they do, but you got to give me at least 8-9 more hours of high school basketball before we flip the page.
Hey, you got it. Thanks a lot for stopping by.
And you don't understand how much I enjoy talking with you, listening to you on the radio. And MSD, there's only one radio station I listen to 90% of my day until the sun goes down and I lose you, so then I got to tweak it a little.
Go online, WMSTradio.com.
I have sent that website to so many people. Hey. It's crazy.
Thank you a lot, Brian.
Thank you, bud.
Brian Milam, the sports director of WKYT, and we'll be back here and get the second half underway. Quick look at stats in 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Gary Crawford, what jumps out at you when you look at the stat sheet here at halftime?
Well, it's interesting. Evangel Christian is, 38.5% for the game from the field. And Harlan County only 31%. So it's not really that anybody as a team, nobody's real hot in terms of the field goal percentage. But then when you go to look at individuals, you know, you have Noah is 4 for 8, including 2 of 4 from 3 points. And Tilly on the other side is 5 of 12, only having hit 1 of 4 from 3-point land. So, you know, Tilly, I thought there was a stretch there in the early second quarter when he just took over the offense for Evangel. But we'll see. We're ready to go, and we've got 16 more minutes till we determine who the other finalist is.
Yeah, Durr is in the game, and then his ability to stay in the game, he's got 3 fouls. There's a steal. Harlan County gave it up. Picked off by Davier White. Quickly down, Tilly Leaner goes underneath. Ball coming back outside. Chautauqua turns back on the left baseline, missed a shot. Rebound gathered in by J.C. Carter. Carter's, that's his 5th rebound of the game. Now, ball almost taken away from Trent Noah. Chautauqua right up on him, body to body.
Oh, yeah. He's holding.
Here is Noah Johnson. Off on the left side, goes to Noah, top of the key, 8-3, good. Wow.
Noah able to get a screen on the other side of the lane over there, and when he gets that open look, he is deadly.
35-30, left corner, Tilly missed a 3, Noah the rebound. Noah looks for the outlet, sends it down the left side, and up through the lane, flips it up and in.
Little runner.
Maddox Huff with 11 points. And it's a 7-point lead, 37-30. Durr down the lane, flips it up and in. But these guys can score the basket, let me tell you.
These guards are just so athletic.
Huff, Johnson, left side. Can't get the 3 away. Looks. Almost lost it and got called for traveling, and he did. Right in front of the Harlan bench, just got the ball tipped, and then when he got it back, he was trying to get rid of it to give it to Trent Noah. So Chautauqua is out. Dejima is in. So now they've got Dejima at 6'8" and Bacotti at 6'8".
Yeah,
they got the two big guys in there, and I
got the big double post down there.
I can tell you, Dejima has played harder and better in this game than I've seen him play in about 9 games I've seen him play in now. He's got it right now out of the perimeter. Bounces down to Tilly, working in there against Cottrell. Now Durr. Durr, a little stop and go, goes down the lane. A runner is up and doesn't go down. Rebound by Trent Noah.
Noah got that strong lower body, able to
keep his spot. Almost lost on the dribble. Almost. And gives it down the right corner. And Huff firing a three. Nope. That's no good. Too hard. Rebound. Tipped around. They get it back inside. Put up at the end. That was Johnson. Those are real bonus points right there. Johnson doesn't score much. 39-32. 5:40 to go. Many of his relatives are listening. They say, what do you mean? He could, well, hey, those are good points. There is Tilly burying a deep three.
Step back.
39-35. Boy, Tilly, he's got 18 now. Here's Maddox Huff dribbling in. Goes up. A little floater. 10-footer. No good. Over defensive pressure. Tilly the rebound. Racing down. Trying to go around Noah.
And they got Noah with the foul.
No, they called him. No, didn't. It is on Noah. Noah gets his first personal foul of the game, and it'll be inbounded by Evangel. That was well out on the floor. Little time while Reggie Cottrell, 6'2", 149, they list him.
Yeah. He is a slender young man. No question about that.
His hair weighs 12 pounds.
Let me do it.
Here's Tilly driving it up from 12 feet. Short. Missed a short jumper. Rebound. Maddox up. Pulled it away from McCotty, who's big and strong. Yeah. But now over it goes to Trent Noah. Noah making a little move. Can't get through. Now gives over to Carter. Carter a few dribbles and back. And now ball fake going down in the lane. Left corner. Johnson for three. No good. Rebound is taken off by McCotty. Long pass. Durr drives left through the lane. Sends it back out to Tilly. He starts in, then gives to Davier White, who missed it. The rebound is tipped by DeGima, but coming away with it is Trent Noah. You know, all of a sudden, Noah is much more of a force on the glass.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Like,
and he pulls up for three. That is no good. The rebound, Davier White.
White, yeah.
Tilly takes it, runs it right down the middle, top of the key, right side over to DeGima, who says...
DeGima had a wide-open three, but he's not a wide-open three guy.
Here is Tilly. Works left of the key, cut off, turns. I thought he was going to pull the trigger from about 35 feet. I mean, he gets it back now down the right side against Cottrell. Durr, guarded by Johnson. Durr picked up on a switch. Now he's got a double team. Now he goes down to Davier White, now back out. Durr moves in, fires a three, no good. Rebound, Cottrell pulls it off for Harlan County. 3:38 to go, third quarter. Harlan County leading it, 39-35. They've got the ball. Their fans, they're shooting into their fan base on this end of the floor where we're located as they move left to right on your dial. Up, Johnson on the left wing, looking, doesn't have anything. Finally gets rid of it to Huff. Huff drives down the lane. And forces up a shot thinking he would get a foul call, but he didn't. And Durr the rebound. Not a good shot, maybe in the situation, but not in this tournament. Three by DeGima doesn't go, and a rebound by Trent Noah. Noah, long pass down, and he overthrew Johnson. Thought he had something, and let me tell you, Johnson just did quite the leap over the photographer role to keep
from getting somebody a bad collision.
We got 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Offenses are slow right now. It's a defensive battle. Harlan County leading 39-35, and there is no timeout. We thought there was. They're at the three-minute mark, but I guess you got to be inside the three-minute mark before you get the media timeout.
I suppose so, yeah.
Everybody headed to the benches, and now they're back out. Coach Larry Miller sitting down, though. He didn't bite on that. He knew it wasn't time yet. Down to our right. Here's Tilly with the ball.
Napier's in the game right now, Dan.
Napier has come back in, and here's Tilly up from 15, and it rolled off. Rebound Johnson. Well, here's what you want your guy like Johnson to do. Work hard, get rebounds, and he scored a few points, too. Here is Maddox up, 2:35 to go. Huff says, can we get a timeout? We're inside the three-minute mark. It has to be a stoppage of play. He gives it up, gets it back. Now, Trent Noah takes it against McCotty. He goes up from 18, and he misses the shot. Rebound by Durr. And Coach that time thought there had been a foul, and there's a charge. Well, that's a big call right there. Durr has picked up his fourth foul with 2:13 to play here in the third quarter.
And he...
fourth and personal.
Noah just did a great job of anticipation there and stood his ground.
And now we get the timeout. 2:13 left to play in the third quarter. Here Crawford, and I'll be back as we move down the stretch here. Vangel Christian down by four to Harlan County when we return in 90 seconds.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Coach Kyle Jones, he goes over his part during the timeout break, and then there's a young assistant coach who comes in, and Kyle Jones went and talked to the official there, and he's grabbing his shirt. He's saying, hey,
he's holding us.
Don't let him hold us by grabbing our shirt. Harlan County's going to come the length of the floor. Here we go. Entry pass comes in. Maddox up. Now Napier in backcourt. Floats a bad pass, but Huff able to get it. Now he's a little trapped in backcourt. Sends across the timeline. Trent Noel with it. Way out. Johnny Jajima is with him.
Yeah, he got 6'8".
Guarding 6'6". Here's Noah. Noah turns to face the basket. Sends it over to Johnson. Now back to Noah. Noah drives. Goes into the lane. Spins, weaves. Flies to get a lane. Missed a shot, but he got fouled. Yeah. Trying to help out.
Tell you what.
It was on to Jima.
He had to work hard to get into the lane, and then Jima cut him off twice, but he was able to establish that pivot foot and draw the fouls.
Noah's free throw. He laid it off in front of the rim, and it kicked off the backboard, fell back through. 23 for him.
40-35.
Makes another one.
41. Harlan County.
Evangel just staying right there in striking range. And again, with Gurr on the bench right now, it's up to Tilly, being defended by Cottrell. Tilly to Xavier White. He is fouled by Maddox Huff.
Fouls on Maddox Huff for Harlan County. His second.
That's his second foul. Team fouls are now four. Two each way here in the second half. Here is Tilly with it. 1:25 to go. Third quarter. McCotty trying to post up in there. Dejima at 6'8 working out on the free throw line. Here's the little guard Trice. Puts up a three. No good.
Might have gotten just a fingertip on it.
Maddox Huff runs it down the right side for Harlan County. Keeps the dribble. Sends it over. Napier firing a three. No good. Hard off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Huff. Goes back up left corner. Cottrell for three. No good. Rebound.
Huff.
Gathered in again by Huff. Huff says, I'll just get rebounds. You guys just keep shooting. We'll eventually make one. I'll.
two good rebounds right there by Huff.
Huff's got eight rebounds. He's the leading rebounder. And now.
Now they're going to.
Harlan County.
Wait for one shot.
To the delight of their fans. The possession arrow is with Evangel. Coach Larry Miller, not now. Coach Miller stands up and he's signaling, come on out, at least get him under the 5-second count, I guess. I don't know. Hey, Trent Noah waiting, and now he, again, Dejima is out on him. 14 seconds to go, and 13, he moves to the left hash mark. Dribbles back to the right hash mark. 8 seconds to go. Now he bounces it off to Huff. Huff trying to maneuver around. Goes down under to Cockrell, who lays it up and in. Reggie Cockrell.
A very late cut to the basket by Cockrell was rewarded.
Everybody's sinking. It's an outside three coming up from either Trent Noah or Maddox Huff, and instead Huff delivered a perfect pass in there. And we come to the end of three quarters. It's Harlan County 43, Evangel Christian 35, and we're back. Final quarter action in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Quarter coming up, Harlan County 43, Evangel Christian 35. Boy, what does Larry Miller do with Christian Dorr in this game?
Well, I don't know.
He's got four fouls.
Yeah, he's got to protect him somehow.
That was terrible, Gary. I mean, I turned to you, and I just barely had been able to gulp down the candy that I was eating, and I used to. I should never have done that. I didn't look at you. We're both trying to keep our energy level up for this game. Wow. And for Evangel Christian, Durr is back in the game right now with four fouls. Durr has had a dozen points in the game. Tilly with 18. That's 30 of their 35 for those two guys. They're down by 8. Tilly with it. Moves to the free throw line. Cut off. Cross court. Xavier White. White bounces into Dejima. Dejima moves toward the basket, flips it up, no good. Rebounded by Trent Noah. Noah brings it down across the timeline himself and off on the right side to Huff. Maddox Huff dribbles out between the circles. Tilly is with him. Huff.
They're doubling.
Working, and there's a foul. Noah timeout call. Timeout call by Harlan County. They'll still have three timeouts left, as will Evangel. We've got 7:27 to go. And we'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Trent Noah's dad is on the coaching staff as an assistant. He got the last word in that time.
Yeah.
He had something, and it's interesting to watch players in a way, and they were listening
to
every word.
They were listening intently.
Here is Noah. Sends it left corner to Cottrell. Now Carter. Now Noah gets fouled by Tilly. Tilly gets his third foul.
Noah's very, very strong with the ball. And he needs to be in this game. Because he's getting a lot of hand checks and body checks.
It in, bounces into Maddox Huff. Huff. They're spinning around. Gets rid of it outside to Carter. And now back to Maddox Huff. Here is his steal, taken away by Durr. Durr going down. He runs under and jammed it. Yeah, what a statement made right there, trying to make a statement. Durr makes it 43-37, big play right there. Here is Trent Noah, hands it off to Cottrell, drives toward the basket, and take it away. Another turnover. Driving down is Tilly, bounces it inside. Chautauqua missed the layup. Dejima the rebound. Tilly outside for a three, no good. Deep rebound, Cottrell gets it. Missed opportunity there with a couple of shots as they could have closed the gap. Couldn't do it. McConney's up off the Evangel bench. We got 6:30 to play. Trent Noah kind of slows the pace a little bit. With Dejima guarding, unless they come out with a double team, you know, Noah can kind of slow the pace a little bit, catch his breath. Cross-court pass. Durr went for the steal, didn't get it. Huff goes down, lays it up and in off the glass. Trent Noah just read the defense.
Yeah.
Very patient. Took it in, laid it up and in. Noah with 20, or Huff with 11 points now. Noah with 24. They've got 35 of their team's 45. Here's Durr dribbling around out front. Goes right across the key. Goes up
long
for three. No good. Well,
way high.
Yeah, way high off the board. Rebound taken. Saved in by Reggie Cockrell. Racing down is Trent Noah going for the basket. Flips it up. No good. We got fouled. Two shots are coming for Trent Noah with 5:39 to go.
5:39. You just a lot of energy being expended out there by both teams right now.
Chautauqua gets his third foul. Evangel with two fouls here in the last quarter. This is a two-shot deal, but Noah misses the first. He's 11 out of 13 from the free throw line now in this game. Chautauqua goes out of the game now. Free throw up and good. 46-37, a nine-point lead with 5:36 to go. Plenty of time, but here's Tilly dribbling right. Back outside to Dejima. Xavier White, a three that won't go down for him, but Tilly a deep rebound. Thought about going right back up with the three. Here's Tilly.
There he goes.
Going in on the left side, too high off the board, but he got fouled. I think that'll be Cottrell getting called for the personal foul.
It is.
And that is his third. Cottrell with three. Carter has three. Huff with two. But on the other side, again, Durr has four. Dejima and Tilly with three each. Tilly at the line puts it up and in.
46-38, Harlan County.
Tilly trying to reduce the lead to seven right here. He's looking for his 20th point of the game. And he got it. 46-39 our score. 5:15 to play in backcourt. Trying to get it down. And Napier dribbles across the timeline. And he knows his limitations. Napier does, and he just doesn't give it up much.
He knows what he brings.
Here out near the timeline. They're going to take a timeout. Timeout taken by Harlan County, and they'll be down to two timeouts left. Evangel with three, and again, we've still got the media timeout. So we've got a 7-point lead now. Harlan County leads it 46-39. Possession arrow is Harlan County's way. We'll step out and return to Rupp Arena in 1 minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
Two teams are collectively, Gary Crawford, 8 of 41 from the three-point line. I mean, but again, these teams, they played last night. They're coming back, here early afternoon playing again. I mean, it's your legs don't have to leave you, but just a little bit where a three-point shot is not going to be as true as it usually is.
Evangel with 21% from three and
inside.
Harlan County, 18.
They get into Trent Noah, but he gives it right back outside. He's in the middle of the defense now. Here is Noah down the three-point line. A little more reluctant, I think, he is to take the three until now, and it's no good. Left it short, and a rebound by McCotty. 4.5 minutes to go. Durr down the right side, and he got fouled by Napier out on the floor. So the foul against Napier is his second.
Team third.
So here is DeJima coming in for McCotty. McCotty has not scored in this game. Here, Trice out of the left corner, didn't take the three, dribbles back outside. Durr works against Napier. Durr dribbles right, hands it off. Trice rotates left. Tilly takes it. He comes back to the right. Top of the key is going to fire deep three. Good. Tyrann Tilly, 46-42. And we got 4 minutes to play in this game. Here is Huff, Napier. Trent Noah drives down the lane, and he got fouled. And I think that was a foul, but it was, again, sometimes the right official in this tournament, too, has not called a foul.
Right. I think that's it's happened multiple times.
I think the official that called it, he called a foul that happened, but really the call probably belonged to somebody else. Here's DeJima coming, or rather, McCotty coming back in for DeJima. 3:57 to go.
They're offense defense.
They bounce it low, and trying to put it up as Trent Noah didn't go down, but he got fouled. And that's on McCotty. McCotty gets his third, and
it was a great catch. The ball was right at Noah's feet.
And he is.
He was able to dig it out, and before he could go up for it, he was hammering.
He's so strong, knocking down the free throw. Noah's, at 6'6", you think, okay, at the next level, let me tell you, he'll take on a 6'10 under the basket, and he'll score and or get fouled.
Well, he's got
a lot.
His lower body is just so strong.
48-42. 3:50 to go. Price dribbles left, little guy, little guard.
Almost
had it knocked away, but gets it back. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if anybody touched it. It looks like he tossed it up in the air for Tilly, and they've got it right back. Tilly trying to make a move. Can't get a shot away. Now Trice for three. In and out. Rebound. And Maddox Huff kept it alive so Trent Noah could go in there and get a rebound.
White was all over him, but no call, of course. And
here's Noah. Sends it down the right side. Maddox Huff is going to shoot a long three. That's no good. Wow. Rebound by Durr. 3:13 to go. Durr brings it down. Has to hold up. Tilly passes up a three. Now he shoots the three, and it's no good. The rebound's out of bounds.
That's poor shot.
Yeah, when you hesitate.
Gets you out of rhythm.
It gets you out of rhythm, and that's what he did. He didn't put it down on the floor again or anything. And we got 3 minutes to play. 48-42, Harlan County. Noah comes down. Off to Napier. Back to Noah. Over to Huff. Huff ball fake goes to Noah. Noah turns for 13. Rattles around and comes out.
That went down in 2
rebound Durr, and then we get a jump ball. Cottrell ties him up, and Harlan County has a possession arrow. And we get a timeout. 2:46. The media timeout comes, and boy, that's a There's a tough break.
A tough break.
But a great play, too, by
Cottrell.
Cottrell to get in there in time. 2:46 to play in the game. Harlan County with a 6-point lead and the ball when we come back in 90 seconds.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Kaufman Mortuary Parlor understands the economical stress our country is in, which reflects on all of us individually. Unfortunately, death is something we cannot alter. But fortunately, you now have an economical choice during these times. At Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, we offer a full-service funeral home experience. We have a beautiful, quaint chapel to handle the small and private services, but the use of churches or a facility of your choice is offered to handle your larger service needs. People caring for people. Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, located on South Queen Street.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today. Harlan County ready to inbound the ball. You know, on this Harlan County team, 15-man rosters you bring to the tournament, six of the players here are freshmen. We talk about how they don't really use the bench much.
Right.
They got a bunch of little guys.
Young guys.
Harlan County, two timeouts of Angel Christian, three. Harlan County the ball, 2:46 to go. Huff gets it in. Trent Noah takes it on the far right side. DeGima guarding him at 6'8".
They got
Connie, both 6'8"s out on him.
Out on
Maddox him. Huff gives to Napier. Napier back to Huff. Huff looking, spinning, weaving, gives to Napier. Napier just making himself available. He gives right back to Huff. He didn't want to handle it long. Here is Maddox Huff. Bounces it back over to Napier. Napier looking. He's trapped. Gives it back to Huff. Spins away from the defense. Goes down the left side. Taken away by Durr. No call. Durr running down. And he is going to be fouled. That could be an intentional foul. That is an intentional foul. I called it, Gary. I mean, I thought it was a good call.
Yeah, it was a good call.
Yeah, he actually... He did not go for the ball.
No.
Is the problem that Trent Noah had.
Trying to close from behind, and he knew he wasn't going to get there, so he just kind of grabbed him from behind.
So Durr
took one more step and laid the ball in, but the foul occurred actually before he shot.
Oh, he missed the free throw. We'll have another one coming. Durr with 14 points. Trying to cut that lead to five. Puts it up and in. 48-43.
Now Harlan County has to.
And now Harlan County has to go on defense.
Has to get a stop here if they want to have any cushion at all.
Pass into Durr against Napier. Drives toward the lane. Little fall away is up, no good, but a blocking foul.
That was a poor
one. Oh, boy.
Looked like Noah was just standing there, and Durr initiated the contact, ran into him.
Trent Noah gets two fouls in a heartbeat. With 2:06 to play in this game, he's got three in the game, and Durr goes back on the line for two more shots. Well, if he'd hit that other one, he could be looking at making this a two-point game. Now, he can still make it one possession, and he puts the free throw in, and it's 48-44. Durr. Long time on, eyeing it, putting it up and in. He makes three out of four, and now we get a timeout taken by Evangel. We still got a long way to go. 2:06 to play in this game. And if we get an overtime in this one, you got DeGima and Durr with four each, McCotty and Tilly with three each, Chitapi with three. Cottrell and Noah with three each.
Was it three or four?
Yeah, it's just three. And Carter has three as well. But we got a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Is panning around referee. I just saw Chris O'Hearn, a longtime head coach at Mason County, that's in the crowd today. But there are plenty of the people who love basketball, are many of them are right here today to watch this. And coming up tonight, you bet they'll be back. Harlan County coach Kyle Jones in front of us, reminding his team they've got two timeouts to work with, 2:06 to go. It's boy, when you get caught, you know, Jerry Clower used to call it cooked in the squat. And, you know, between wanting to kill time but not be too conservative, and
right.
That's a tough spot to be in sometimes.
And you're right. I used to call it you want to play to win, not to play not to lose.
Here is Napier, floats it over. Maddox up in backcourt. Need a timeout. Oh, they didn't get it. 1:55. And let's guess what? Look at the clock. 8 seconds came off the clock.
Yeah,
Derek Roberts.
It was
a quick 10.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There could be some things talked about this game. Wow. I mean,
sure was.
The last thing, if I'm going to do, I'm going to call that one at 11. I'm not going to call it at 10 probably because I might count a little too fast. Here's Tilly with the ball. Tilly could tie this game up with a three. Xavier White. Now Doar. Doar takes it down inside, a floater. And it's no good in a rebound. Yeah. Napier gets it. Napier hands it off, and Noah gets the ball back.
I think Noah got a piece of that shot.
Noah floats it down to Cottrell, who lays it up and in.
And a foul.
And drew the foul. Wow. Trust your teammates, folks. You got to do it. And a foul is on Xavier White. And with 1:27 to go.
Big, big basket.
Oh, wow. It can go to still plenty of time, though.
I mean,
this game's far from over. But now Harlan County can go to a six-point lead. Cottrell missed a free throw. Rebound by McCotty. It is 50-45. Tilly, 1:20 on the clock. Dribbling long range against Cottrell. Kelly looking for a screen from McCotty, and he's going to fire a long three. No good. Rebound. Nobody under.
Not a good shot.
Maddox up with the rebound. Brings it down. Gets it across the timeline. Splits the defense. Gives it back to Trent Noah out near the timeline. They're coming in with a double. He gives over to Maddox up. One dribble, and now we get a whistle on a foul. What we got here?
Well, he hadn't called it. But
that's a foul out. Door. Or Durr, whichever you want to call it. I like Durr, but that is his fifth foul. He fouls out with 56 seconds to go. He goes out with 17 points, 5 of 10 from the field, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. Really outstanding game when he was in there, but he's now out of there. Coming in to replace him will be Chitapa. What is he? Yeah, now he does go. I mean, I was beginning to wonder if he had 5 fouls. He's gone. Chitapa is in. And at the free throw line, Maddox Huff, 2 shots. Huff with 13 points. He can make it a 3-score game with 56-5 to go, and he makes the third. Up, gathers himself, takes a deep breath, blows that wind out, puts that pink Kinnishu on the line and knocks down the Blue Jays. 52-45. Now Trice will come in,
yeah,
replacing Bucati.
Trying to get
a little speed in there on defense.
Speed in there, yeah, absolutely.
There we go. Tilly, 55 seconds to go. Defending him is Reggie Cottrell. Xavier White almost threw it away. Chautauqua goes. Here is Trice back to Xavier White.
May have walked.
Feet slid. He didn't get the call. Trice for three. In and out.
Rebound. Noah with the rebound.
Noah trying to come out of there with it. And he's going to be fouled with 30 seconds to go. And that'll probably do it. The foul is on Chautauqua.
Well, the crowd, people starting to file out. They think that it was enough.
Well,
he makes these two free throws.
Evangel has two timeouts left.
Yep.
Noah's free throw is good. Noah has made 15 of 17 free throws. His team has made 19 of 22. And he makes another one. The lead is 54-45. Tilly should shoot a three. He's going to go inside, lays it up and in. And then we get a timeout. But, again, that still leaves it with a three. You got to have three scores. And only 23.8 seconds to go.
Right. Well, you know we're going to get some more free throws for Harlan County. It's just a matter of who they put at the line.
Evangel Christian, 12 of 15 from the line. Again, the shooting has not been good in this game.
No.
Evangel's hitting only 30%, 15 of 50, and only 20.8 from the three-point line, 5 of 24. Harlan County only 32-6. They made 15 of 46 overall, and only 4 of 24 threes for 16.7%.
Yeah, the three-point line has not been friendly to either team.
Up has, done what he has done this tournament. He's just,
yep,
the support scorer to Trent Noah. He's got 15, Noah with 29. That's Up. 44 of their 54.
Up has 9 rebounds.
Evangel with Tilly with 25 and Durr with 17, and that's 42 of their 47. I thought this would be a guard scoring game. That doesn't come as a surprise, I don't think, to anybody.
No.
But. Well, you know, Cottrell's been big in this tournament. He has made big plays.
He has made
at the right time.
Back cuts.
He's been there.
Found himself open under the basket on two occasions here in the second half when they really needed a bucket.
They got to come the length of the floor, and Napier is going to inbound the ball. 23.8 to go. Napier looking, floats it high. They tip it right back to Napier, and he's going to be fouled. And Napier is going to go to the line. The foul on Chautauqua. And I think that'll do it for him. Chautauqua fouling out. And here is junior Andreas Jimenez Conway coming into the game. And we saw him only for a few seconds in the All-A Classic. He's a good three-point shooter. That's kind of his specialty. But right now it's Brody Napier at the line for two shots, puts it up and in. Napier's first point of the game, but he's played quite a few minutes and has been good at doing what he does.
55-47 with 21.7 seconds left.
And he missed this one, the rebound by Tilly. He'll come racing down and he'll pull up and he'll fire a deep three that's no good. And the rebound, Trent Noah grabbed it, heads down himself. Across the timeline, he gets it, looks for help, sends it down in the corner to Carter, and time is going to run out. The Harlan County Black Bears are headed to the state championship game. Evangel Christian goes down today, 55-47. We will be back with post-game comments, all the stats for you after we step out. 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save a Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. We're back here. They just announced.
And now Evangel Christian will receive its semifinalist trophy for the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16.
Durr and Tilly named to the all-tournament team, and that was kind of a no-brainer. I mean,
both guys just they play their hearts out, and both of them just got a great future in basketball at some level.
The foul problems for Durr in this game certainly played into the outcome. Yeah, I don't know. You don't know if it could have made a difference. I think the fact that Trent Noah consumed 2 gallons of water during the game probably helped him stay afloat. I mean, I've never seen a guy drink as much water. He's got a gallon jug he brings out.
He does. He brings a gallon jug, and I noticed at halftime he was standing on the, was a little offset where the floor is about 4 inches above the under floor, and he was standing on that, stretching his calf muscles and drinking water. I said, well, that's a good thing that he's hydrating himself, because otherwise that calf would cramp up, and that would have been bad news for Harlan County.
Let's look at the numbers in the game, and we'll start with Evangel Christian. They end up with, 47 points and 25, more than half the points. Tyrant Tilly, he was 8 of 22 from the field, 3 of 11 from threes, 6 of 7 from the line. He had 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and the assist total for Evangel Christian, 5.
That's pretty...
That's not much, but they only had 15 field goals in the game. But still, 5 is... and maybe they would have had more field goals if they...
They shared a little bit more.
And in part because of the Harlan County defense, I think it made it made passing
it difficult.
Pretty difficult. So, in addition to his 25, Christian Durr with 17, 5 of 10 from the field, 2 of 4 threes, 5 of 6 from the line. He had 8 rebounds and 2 assists. Played 26 of the 32 minutes. Tilly was in there for 30 minutes. Those two guys with 42 of the 47 points. 3 points for Johnny DeJima on a field goal and a free throw, and he had 5 rebounds. Davier White, the freshman, 0 for 5 from the field, all were threes. He did have 6 rebounds. He played 31 minutes in the game, but didn't score.
Did not score.
I'd say that hadn't happened very often this season for Evangel. Ben McCotty did not score. He played 16 minutes. He took only one shot in the game, had 7 rebounds. And then you also had Braden Trice, who was 0 for 3 from the field, and he did not score. And Jimenez Conway got in there just very briefly right at the end of the game. As they made 15 of 51, 29.4%, 5 of 25 threes for 20%, made 12 of 15 from the line. They had 24 rebounds in the contest. That compared to 38 for Harlan County. Yeah. So, boy, well, big rebounding advantage for Harlan County. They're led by Trent Noah, who had 29 points and a double-double with 10 rebounds. So, what a tournament he is piling up.
Down the stretch, I thought Noah basically just went to work on the boards and really kept Evangel out of the game.
Yeah, his rebounds, 9 of his rebounds were defensive rebounds, which you'd think. And that was really big. And going back in the first half, Noah had only 2 rebounds, 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of the things that maybe got said in the locker room that had to happen was, hey, okay, Trent, you got to go on the defensive glass.
You've got to get on the boards.
Yeah, stay outside the three-point arc most of the time on offense. That's okay, but, when they've got the ball, we got to have you on the defensive glass. And, boy, he did it. 5 of 13 from the field, not a great shooting game, but he was 16 of 18 from the line. He had 2 steals. He had 1 assist, 3 turnovers, again, in 31 minutes of playing time. Maddox Huff played all 32 minutes. Had 15 points, only 6 of 18 shooting, only 1 of 8 threes, but he had 9 rebounds, he had 2 assists, and he had 2 turnovers. Then you go after those two, again, they had 44 of Harlan County's 55. 6 points for Reggie Cottrell, 2 of 4 from the field, missed a pair of threes, 2 of 3 from the line, 3 rebounds. He had 1 turnover, blocked a shot, had a steal, played 25 minutes. Caleb Johnson, 4 points, 2 of 5 from the field. He had 5 rebounds. He turned the ball over once, had an assist in the game, and Johnson played 21 minutes. J.C. Carter did not score, missed all 5 of his field goal attempts, had 5 rebounds in the game, and played 27 minutes. And Brody Napier had 1 point, missed his only field goal, 1 of 2 from the line. He had 3 rebounds. He had an assist, and he played 24 minutes. And he played those 24 minutes without a turnover.
Yeah,
and that's really big. Again, they're a 6-man team, but the guy they bring off the bench, he's not the quickest guy. He doesn't look like he is overly confident handling the ball, but just confident enough, and
he just
kept control.
Knows when he's in trouble and gets rid of it before the double team can get him in a box.
Harlan County was 15 of 46 from the field, 32.6, only 4 of 24 threes, 16.7, and again, Noah was 3 of 7, so only 1 of 17 for everybody else on the team, but they did make 21 of 25 free throws for 84%, and again, the rebounding advantage of 38 to 24 was big. When you go back and look at the turnovers, 8 on Harlan County at the end of the day, and only 6 on Evangel Christian. But in this type of game, I would have sensed that Evangel Christian would have needed a turnover advantage of probably 7 or 8, and points off turnovers, they led only 5-4. They probably needed to get, 10, 12 turnovers at least to have a chance in this game.
So. And surprisingly, even though Evangel had, the more athletic people, and you would have think with 2 6'8" kids on the team, they would have won the rebound war, and they did not.
And I tell you, one of the things about Noah, at 6'6", but he's such a big, strong body in
he
there.
Is.
I mean, he commanded the defensive glass there in the second half. There's Mr. Carr Creek out here, who's got the Carr Creek jacket on, getting his picture taken with the commissioner.
That is 1956.
Hey,
I don't think did he play in 19.
This no, guy. No, he didn't. But that was that belongs to. I want to think. I don't know. I should know this. I've talked to him before. I think it's his uncle, but maybe.
I think you're right.
Yeah, but he's proud to get that jacket out that says 1956 Kentucky State basketball champions, Carr Creek. But it's only 68 years ago. What the heck? Just a few years back. Gary Crawford, that'll do it for us. Again, Harlan County, they jumped out to a big lead. They were on top in this game. What was it, 9-0?
Yeah, 9-0. And,
but then 15-12 at the end of the quarter, 32-30 at halftime on a Trent Noah 3 right before the buzzer. Then they extended that lead out to 8 points entering the final quarter, and the teams played on an even 12-12 keel in the final 8 minutes as that 8-point lead holds up for Harlan County. As Evangel losing and going home, but quite a season it has been for them. And now we get ready for what I think will be one exciting game tonight. If you're a basketball fan, you better get here to watch Travis Perry and Lyon County. And, you say Travis Perry, I mean, it's a team. Gosh, Shoulders is so good. Reddick is so good.
Outstanding.
But Travis Perry is Mr. Basketball. And Lyon County going for a state championship. Harlan County going for a state championship. Somebody brand new is going to win a state championship coming up tonight. And coming into the final game, Lyon County at 35-3, and Harlan County at 34-4. These teams have had great seasons, and somebody's going.
It will be a battle.
Both are going home with a great season. One's going home with a trophy and a banner tonight. And we'll be right here. Gary Crawford, I'll join you coming up. We'll probably be on the air a little bit before 7 o'clock to catch all of the final game festivities. And we'll tip it off at 7:30 and see who will take home the crown. Gary Crawford, thanks to you. And thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, our engineer and the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and all of our folks who operate so skillfully behind the scenes to help us be on the air. And thanks to all of our sponsors. Until we join you tonight, a little bit before 7 o'clock, I'm Dan Manley for Gary Crawford. And again, it was 55-47. Harlan County winning the second semifinal round game. Until we join you tonight, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergie's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.